Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include India. Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting awarded Mother Teresa Memorial Award for exposing crimes of forced organ harvesting in China. Virginia, USA. Audience shocked by atrocities depicted in Human Harvest documentary. Australia. Melbourne media reports Falun Dafa practitioner's story of self-cultivation. Infiltration of international news media by the Chinese Communist Party. Minghui report, 636 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in September 2019. And Romania, introducing Falun Gong at Nature Expo. Now for the stories.
India. Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting awarded Mother Teresa's Memorial Award for exposing crimes of forced organ harvesting in China. Dr. Thornston Trey, executive director of the NGO Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, received the prestigious 2019 Mother Teresa Memorial Award for Social Justice at an event hosted by the Harmony Foundation in Mumbai on November 3, 2019. The program was well attended by other prominent award winners, consul generals, CEOs, and celebrities. The award recognized over a decade of work to create awareness of the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. The Harmony Foundation acknowledged the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting's nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2016 and its continuing efforts focusing on unethical organ harvesting practices. The theme for the Mother Teresa Award this year was Combating Contemporary Forms of Slavery. Dr. Trey said in accepting the award, "This award is a living memorial to the life and legacy of Mother Teresa. If slavery is defined as the exploitation of a human being for profit, then forced organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience is the ultimate form of slavery. It is the ultimate exploitation of the physical body." Major newspapers in India covered the event. A headline in the Times of India newspaper read, "Rejecting China's Organ Transplant Know-How." The Indian Express wrote, "Doctors, collective honored for finding into illegal organ retrieval from China's prisoners of conscience." The Hindu wrote, "We must raise a voice against forced organ harvesting. Winner of Social Justice Award asks world to take a stand." Dr. Trey stressed that acknowledging these crimes must not depend on the number of victims. There shouldn't be a threshold of victims needed before the international community acts. Even if only a single person is killed for his or her organs, it would still be a crime that should be exposed.
Virginia. Audience shocked by atrocities depicted in Human Harvest documentary. The documentary Human Harvest was shown at universities and libraries in Virginia Beach, Richmond, Williamsburg, Henrico, and Charlottesville, Virginia, on October 17th through 21st, 2019. A Q&A session followed each screening. Canadian human rights lawyer David Mattis and a representative from Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting were present to answer questions from the audience after the screening. The film covers the independent investigations carried out by David Mattis and former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia Pacific, David Kilgore, into the organ trade in China, where organs are taken without consent from prisoners of conscience, and documents the communist regime's crimes against humanity. The first screening, held at Virginia Wesleyan University, attracted many lecturers and students, as well as local residents. Martha, a student from Iran, said, "I cried many times while watching the film. Falun Dafa practitioners are the most kind-hearted people I've ever met in my life. How can the Chinese government treat these people so cruelly?" David Mattis said he believes that governments need to pass laws to stop people from going to China for organ transplants, as well as punish those who have violated such laws. Mr. Mattis said that Israel had passed such a law, but that the U.S. had yet to do so. He said he was not surprised that such terrible things were happening in China, because the Communist Party is truly a cult.
Australia. Melbourne Media reports Falun Dafa practitioner's story of self-cultivation. Neos Cosmos, the largest media organization in the Greek community within Melbourne, published a report about Falun Dafa practitioner Bill Thodoury, titled Why Greek Australians Are Flocking to This Special Form of Meditation on September 24, 2019. The report starts with Bill's experience. Soon after moving to Australia from Greece in his 20s, Bill Thodoury found that his health was suddenly collapsing. Weeks of feeling lightheaded and dizzy turned into months, and he eventually went to see his doctor, who referred him to a number of specialists, underwent a series of tests, but all of the results were coming back normal. Soon Bill was so unwell that he had to give up his job. One day during Easter, he remembered a fellow Greek he had met in Sydney. He hadn't seen Anthony in months, and so he gave him a call and filled him in on the last few months of his hardship. That's when he was introduced to Falun Dafa, a form of meditation with its origins in China. Bill had never tried anything like it, but at that point he was willing to give anything a go. Believe me, less than 1 month in, I can honestly say, all my symptoms disappeared, he told Neos Cosmos. Bill has been practicing Falun Dafa for 17 years and is now healthy and happy. His wife and two daughters have also been cultivating themselves according to Falun Dafa's guiding principles. The article explained, Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is an ancient practice and form of Qigong that is all about refining the mind and body through meditation and five main exercises. Founded in China by Li Hongzhi, it was only introduced to the general public abroad in 1992. While not a religion, it does have a spiritual doctrine and set of beliefs. Bill explained why he was so keen to spread the word about Falun Dafa. It's about morality, basically truth, compassion, forbearance. Imagine you can't get better than that.
Infiltration of international news media by the Chinese Communist Party. In recent years, more and more people have gained a better understanding of the international reach of the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda. In fact, the CCP has invested 45 billion yuan since 2009 to expand propaganda outside of China in order to control public discourse and expand its brainwashing tactics globally. To further influence the Western world, the CCP has implemented several policies. The first is to increase investment in CCP news outlets, such as CCTV and Xinhua News Agency. In the iconic Times Square of New York City, a giant video monitor displays Xinhua content, and newspaper boxes for China Daily have appeared in major U.S. cities. In addition, CCTV has launched the China Global Television Network, which is available on cable systems across the U.S. Xinhua now has about 6,000 reporters outside of China, which exceeds the number at traditional news agencies such as AP, AFP, and Reuters. The second approach is to influence or control overseas Chinese news media. In 2001, the Jamestown Foundation published a report entitled How China's Government is Attempting to Control Chinese Media in America, which described four methods: directly controlling newspapers, television, and radio through full ownership or becoming majority stakeholders, influencing independent news media through their business interests, purchasing airtime or advertisements, and arranging CCP agents to work at independent news media for the purposes of espionage and sabotage. The third approach used by the CCP is projecting its voice through mainstream news media. Over the years, paid Chinese daily inserts have appeared in the New York Times, Washington Post, and Wall Street Journal in both the print and electronic editions. The fourth approach is adulterating overseas news media with CCP interests. For example, with 10% of its stock held by CCTV, Phoenix Television now speaks like a news media of the CCP. According to a former Chinese diplomat, the top five groups suppressed by the CCP outside China are Tibetans, Uyghurs, Falun Gong practitioners, democracy advocates, and supporters of Taiwan's independence. The news media established by Falun Gong practitioners in particular have drawn the attention of the CCP.
Mingwei Report. 636 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in September 2019. According to information compiled by the Mingwei.org website, 636 Falun Gong practitioners in China were arrested and 347 were harassed in September 2019 for refusing to give up their faith. Of those targeted, 251 had their homes ransacked, and at least 500 remain in custody at the time of writing. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual practice centered on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Since the Chinese Communist regime started persecuting the practice in July 1999, many of its adherents have been subjected to arrest, imprisonment, torture, forced labor, and even organ harvesting. Many of the arrests and incidents of harassment took place under the pretense of assuring social stability during celebrations for the 70th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party's founding on October 1, 1949. Police brutality was also reported in the month of September, with some practitioners assaulted during the arrests and their family members beaten when the latter tried to seek the former's release. The arrests took place in 29 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities. The regions reporting the most arrests were Jilin Province, followed by Hebei Province and Liaoning Province. It is worth noting that 73 of the targeted practitioners are between 65 and 86 years old. The police also confiscated or extorted money from the practitioners. Mr. Xu and his wife in Xiaogan City, Hebei Province, were arrested on September 26th for practicing Falun Gong. The police confiscated their personal belongings, including their lifetime savings of 300,000 yuan in cash. Their son, who doesn't practice Falun Gong, was also arrested and detained. Even the couple's daughter-in-law was frequently harassed by police after her husband and parents-in-law were arrested. She was later forced to live away from home with her one-year-old baby girl to avoid arrest.
Romania, introducing Falun Gong at Nature Expo. Romanian Falun Gong practitioners introduced the practice at the Natura Expo event at the popular Vivo Mall in Constanta on October 18th through 20th. They set up a booth with banners, displayed books on Falun Gong, and provided handouts. They also demonstrated the peaceful Falun Gong exercises near the booth. A middle-aged man and his teenaged son stopped by to learn about Falun Gong. The practitioners told them about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution, especially the state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. After listening to the explanation, the man said that he stood on the side of Falun Gong. A visitor stopped at the booth the next morning and said that he had learned about Falun Gong the previous day and wished to know more about it. A practitioner spoke with him and also told him that he could learn more at the website falundafa.org. The man returned in the afternoon and said that he had read the introduction to Falun Gong on Wikipedia. He came back to buy the book, Falun Gong. Another man said that he got a leaflet, then read several articles on the falundafa.org website. He came to the booth and looked at the books on Falun Gong. He said that he had thought that he could not start practicing meditation because he couldn't control his thoughts. A practitioner told him that it is not always possible for beginners to achieve tranquility, but one can gradually reduce stray thoughts and get there eventually. The man then opened the book Chuan Fa Lun and happened to read the section titled A Pure and Serene Mind. He was surprised by this coincidence. He did not hesitate to buy two books. A young woman named Elena found a Falun Gong flyer left behind in a massage chair. She immediately went to the booth to learn about Falun Gong. The next morning, she came to a local park and learned the exercises with Falun Gong practitioners. After completing the exercises, she said that she planned to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance in her daily life. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.